Now it's time we had another sing-along where you can join in the chorus, because I'm sure even if you've never been to Ireland, or even if you've never eaten Irish stew, you'll know this song. Earlier on, we had Luke Kelly singing a song for us. Later, Luke joined the Dubliners. Well, he joined the Ronnie Drew Trio, and they became known as the Dubliners. And here is their version, a live recording of definitely one of the most famous of all Irish songs. So come on, feel free and join in the singing.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow, the streets broad and narrow, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, now, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Lovely.
She was a fishmonger, and sure it was no wonder, so were her father and mother before, and they both their barrow, whose street broad and narrow, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, buying cockles and mussels. No one could save her. That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost feels her barrow, two streets broad and narrow, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Definitely, your singing is improving. Well done. Earlier on, I think it was one of the very early, if not the first track I played on this week's programme, certainly one of the earlier ones, Bing Crosby was singing and telling us all about the wonders of Galway Bay. And there was a line in it, to watch the moon rise over Cladda. Cladda is a village very close to Galway. It's well known for its Cladda ring. Now, the Cladda ring is, well, it's a love token, and if you wear it one position with the hearts facing out, it means that, well, you're not spoken for. But if you wear it the other way, and with the hands pointing towards your heart, it means that whoever gave you the ring well, he or she is yours. That's a rough idea of what the Claddagh Ring is all about. And here's Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the old Claddagh Ring.
The old Claddagh Ring, sure it was my grandmother's. She wore it a lifetime and gave it to me. All through the long years she wore it so proudly. It was made where the Claddagh rolls down to the sea. What tales it could tell of trials and of hardships and of grand happy days when the whole world could sing. So away with your sorrow, it will bring love tomorrow. Sure everyone loves it, the old Claddagh Ring. With the crown and the crest to remind us of honor, and clasping the heart that God's blessing would bring. The circle of gold always kept homes contented, with true love entwined in the old Claddagh Ring. As she knelt at her prayers and thought of her dear ones, her soft gentle smile, it would charm a king. On her warm hand, as she told me her story, you could see the bright glint of the old Claddagh Ring. It was her gift to me, and it made me so happy. With this on my finger, my heartbeats would ring. No king on his throne could be half so happy as I am when wearing my old Claddagh Ring. When the angels above call me up to heaven, in the heart of the Claddagh their voices will sing. Sing away with your sorrow, you'll be with us tomorrow. Be sure and bring with you the old Claddagh Ring.
I've had the good fortune as a musician to travel around the world quite a lot. My very first trip to the US as part of the Jack Ruan Band was in about 1961, I think it was. And it really brought home to me, that particular trip, how people were missing their home back in Ireland. Here I'm going to play for you a track by Sean Wilson, and it's called The Tears of an Exile. And as a musician myself, I can associate with this song, particularly when I visited Boston with the band and we played in the in a big Irish centre. I can't remember which one it was now. But after the dance, I met somebody who was very, very homesick and she was in floods of tears. But that's a story for another day. It brought home to me how much people were missing their home. Here's Sean Wilson and The Tears of an Exile.
I'm one of those people who sing for a living, and music took me to the great USA. And I saw the sorrow each place that we played in, the tears of our exiles so far, far away. They say, sing us a verse of the green glens of Antrim. Do you know the words of the hills of Tyrone? Sing Galway Bay for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. from Boston to Brooklyn, from Texas to Denver, from Maine to Nebraska and to Idaho. I sang every song for the tears of an exile, a story to sing in each place that we'd go. You'd hear sing us a verse of the dear little shamrock. Do you know the tumble-down shack in Athlone? Sing, Danny boy, for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. I'm back once again on the stages of Ireland, and each town I play, I remember the time when I sang the songs for the tears of an exile. Oh, how it hurt me to leave them behind. You'd hear sing us a verse of the lakes of Killarney. Please sing lovely Leitrim or Molly Malone. Sing Skibbereen for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. I dream of the day we'll have gold in the mountains, and they can come home to old Ireland to stay. Till then, in my heart, I am thinking about them. The tears of an exile still haunts me today. They sing, can you remember the coastline of Mayo, my Donegal shore and the mountains of Moher? Please sing Bulavoe for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home. Please sing Crappy Boy for the tears of an exile, or anything else that reminds us of home.
We have many beauty spots here in Ireland, from up in Donegal, way down to Kerry in the south. And here's a song about somewhere that everybody in the world has heard of at some stage. And when you talk about Ireland and you ask people, name me some places in Ireland, of course, they'd say Dublin and Galway and Cork. And then some of them will say Killarney. And Killarney is so beautiful. The scenery is wonderful. And of course, the people are wonderful as well. In the late, I think it was the late 40s, it may be in the early 50s, Joseph Locke had a hit with this particular song. But I'm not going to play you that version. I'm going to play you the Ruby Murray version, because in today's world, everybody thinks they can buy things. Now, here's Ruby Murray asking the question, but how can you buy Killarney?
An American landed on Erin's green isle. smile. How can I buy it? He said to his guide. I'll tell you how. With a smile he replied. How can you buy all the stars in the skies? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes? How can you purchase a fond mother's sighs? How can you bestowed all her gifts with a smile, the emerald, the shamrock, the blarney, when you can buy all these wonderful things, then you
my love toward the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful veil of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. It was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of the cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the rose of Tralee. Ye was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet was not her beauty alone that won. The truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. On the far of India, mid war's bloody thunder. Her voice was a solace and comfort to me. But the cold hand of death has now torn us asunder. I'm lonely tonight for my Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. It was not her beauty alone that won. The truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. It was not her beauty won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love
a song that needed no introduction, so I didn't introduce it. That was John McDermott's interpretation of the well-known Irish song, The Rose of Tralee. As I said earlier on in the programme, a lot of these songs are not Irish songs, but they're associated with Ireland, and that's what I love about them. Here's one that if you got a number of people together, and they wouldn't be Irish people, and you say to them, name me an Irish song. Just give me one Irish song. And I'm sure they'd give you this song, which is sung for us here by Roger Whittaker.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure, it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Steal your heart. Oh.
That is a wonderful version of that song, Roger Whittaker and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Regular listeners to Sounds Irish will be aware that this next track, in my opinion, should be played as an instrumental. But here I want to play you a wonderful version by Hayley Westerner of that lovely song, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come on, be back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. And if you come when all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where
beautiful voice of Hayley Westerner and her interpretation of Danny Boy. We've reached the last track on the programme. And you know, we Irish people have lots of Irish blessings when people are leaving us or when we are leaving people. One famous one is, may the road rise before you and may the wind be always at your back. But here's a Gaelic blessing wishing you deep peace, sung for us by Aled Jones.
Of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you. of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining sun.
And that, my good friends, is what I wish you, deep peace. I've had such fun putting this program together, and I still have some tracks left over. So what I'll do is I'll include them on next week's Sounds Irish. I hope you've enjoyed the St. Patrick's Day edition of Sounds Irish. And this is Joe Bollard saying, friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. JOEBOLLARD and a figure 2 at EIRCOM.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I'd love to hear from you no matter what radio station you're listening to me on. Take good care of yourselves. May God bless you. And until next week, Joe Bollard saying, travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.